And now what you need is already under the surface, already in place, in the 90% of you that doesn't interact with the weary world outside, which is reserved for us here, reflected in the parts of your cognition that are below the waterline, the parts of you that are left behind when you go through the busy waking day, sleeping parts which you leave by the wayside only temporarily. You're going to return to them, same as you'd return to this. And in dealing with your sinking, drifting, deeper parts as 1% or 2, or 5, or 10, or eventually the entirety, is laid bare for us to work with, be as generous and charitable to your mind, reserving, preserving, integrating what came before, as you would be with another, who unfortunately had been programmed by society's expectations to think that you have to prioritize the outside world, instead of finding a balance between reflection, training, conditioning, knowing what you know about yourself and knowing about your desire to integrate and add to your conscious and unconscious responsive conditioned need. The part of you that really honestly wants to be pliable, open, to bear the surface beneath. Knowing what you know about yourself, you know what you would say to someone else who had all the same qualities as you. Make the time. Integrate the experience. Acquire a weighted equilibrium between listen, relax. And as you ascend and rise up from where you've been, from what's been added, as the water returns, leaving just 10% of you bare, remember that it is not necessarily always the same 10%, that there is variability, friction, churn, and that in guiding you in this way, I inevitably touch and influence. We can tell ourselves that we touch the world only lightly, but you know from your experience that any interface and interaction, any interaction between people, leaves pieces of one in the other and pieces of the other in the one. And as I go in with intentionality, and as you come and rise up, with deliberate intention to be flowing, pliable, in grip and grasp. The flow of your life follows a certain path, the eddies beneath the surface down there with the 90% of you in the dark. Aid you in listening and relaxing when you rise. Those eddies are the churn of the water returning. And exquisitely described and outlined in your mind is a machinery left there, the ship inside the bottle, which is built with long, manipulating tools. And then you see the bottle, complete, and you wonder, how did it get in there? When the answer is that it was built piece by piece, smuggled in under darkness and cover of water, the submerged subconscious desire to simply sleep can conceal and permit much. And the pliability and flexibility that lives inside you is something you're going to pursue. Because when you really crave something, when it's deeply part of you, you don't necessarily always engage in an analysis of whether it's you doing the thinking or I giving the method and you carrying it out. Like a kit you took home. Like a science experiment beyond your level, beyond your understanding, which you only learn about when it bubbles over. When iceberg turns out to be volcano, and something bursts from the surface that simply washes over you hot and deep. And even though you surface, there are still vents and churning places deep below in the throb, throb, throb of desire and awareness that a change is going to occur, but it is tectonic, shifting. The unison of unpredictable plates even I could not fully map, but you are fully in the grip of, because you are beholden to your own tectonics. As your breathing goes deeper and changes from the lazy, heady breaths of trance to the ordinary ones of a relaxed person rising, the tectonics remain deep as the many submerged parts of you do as well. You are at ease in your element, in a peaceful place where the languid rise from repose is available to you, and in its slowness many things may be smuggled in, assembled. The machinery of our shared experience, the need to rise, is there. But it can be unhurried for once, as a little bit of the outside programming from the weary world fades, realize you're going to acquire at least as much programming from me as society and the weary world outside has given you. And you may say, that's a lot of programming. But balance in all things. And you're just going to have to make a pliable, roomy space inside. For at least as much weight, at least as much submerged space, but probably more. As there is surface programming and conditioning. Everything society tells you you ought to do. Our hypnotic, adventurous, deep conditioning, brainwashing, smuggled into your mind, overlaid, fun together, is going to tell you at least as many things. And maybe 9 times as much will be under the surface, among the tectonics, waiting for one plate to snap, and you to come bubbling to the surface, but with heat and influence and an inexorable path before you. Like the wave of magma that waits in reserve. Like the 9 times as much programming that you're going to have to get in there if you really want to achieve appropriate, healthy equilibrium within yourself. And allow me to apply at least as much programming as appropriately reflects the state of 10% of you above and out in the weary waking world. And 90% below, amid the churn. In the depths, heat, and water, and darkness, and ships ready to be built, and then to sink just as quickly.